Good evening and welcome to Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church this evening. We're so glad that you're here. It's an exciting night. There's a buzz in the air, and we're so excited about what God has for us. Let's all stand together. We're going to start by singing song 95. Song 95 will get people a chance to get in and find a seat. And we'll sing Joy to the World. The Lord has come together as a church family before we hear from the kids tonight.
Joy to the world. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sings. Joy.
Tonight, and you may be seated. It's a wonderful joy to get to welcome you to our evening for our Christmas pageant. And the children have done a lot of work, and the workers that have been training and trying to get them ready have done a lot of work as well. And you can see a lot of work on the set. So much has been put into tonight, and I trust it's a blessing to you. As we get started, I just want to say, if you're a guest with us because you're here for one of the children to see them, thank you so much for being with us today. And we certainly appreciate you taking time out to come and see their hard work, but then also be our guest here at Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church. It's just a thrill of our hearts to have you here with us, and we pray that you're blessed by this evening, and we're looking forward to a good time. So if you'd pray with me together, we'll ask the Lord's blessings on the evening. Would you do that with me? Father, we're grateful for the time to be in your house, and Lord, we're certainly thankful for the reason that we're here. Always exciting, dear Lord, to get to see young people that put time into it, and then adults that work with them, dear Lord, training and teaching and showing them how to do the things that need to be done. And Lord, we're just grateful for all that you've allowed us to experience tonight. And I pray that you would help all of the young people, and may we be blessed this evening. Thank you for the reason that we're here. And that is, of course, just to share the love of Jesus Christ at this wonderful season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, Joy, look at this cool Lego set. I really want this for Christmas.
Great idea, Eli. I've really, really been wanting a camera to take pictures. Grace, what do you want for Christmas?
Hey, guys, remember, it's been a really hard year for Mom. You know she can't afford Christmas gifts this year.
But, Mom!
Oh, I'm so sorry, kids.
I'll get it! Oh, hey, Daniel. Yeah, I'll ask Mom. Hey, Mom, it's Daniel from next door. They're going to be celebrating with some Christmas fun. We would like us to join them. Do you think we could go over?
Well,
can we please, 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 please?
Okay, I suppose we can go.
What is there to celebrate?
I don't know if I take the mic off or...
Come help me set the nativity scene.
Nativity scene? What in the world is that?
It's the scene of the first Christmas where God gave us the greatest gift of all, Jesus.
Hey, Levi, look at this Christmas gift. It has my name on it. I think it's a remote control car for anything. If it is, you can come over and we'll drive it.
Oh, that's totally awesome.
Hey, Joy, look at this Christmas ornament. It has her name on it.
Why do Christmas decorations always say joy on them?
Because the joy the gift of Jesus brings.
Oh, I wish I could get a gift this Christmas.
Mom, that smells good. Are the cookies done?
They are. Everybody can get your Christmas cookies.
Hey, Mom, Daniel asked if we could come to their church Christmas play. Do you think we could go?
Well, I mean, I guess we could. Yeah, we'd love to have you guys. You guys can come and sit with us.
Okay. Oh, I love plays. What is the play about?
The play's about God's gift that brings joy to the whole world.
Thank you. We saved some good seats in the front.
All right.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in and said unto her, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night.
The sheep sure are quiet tonight.
It's so dark I can barely see you.
I forgot my snack.
You're always thinking about food.
I don't share my food with you. My mom always packs me too much.
Nothing ever exciting happens while we watch these sheep.
Watching sheep sure is an easy job.
Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy for
came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds.
And the shepherds returned, glorifying God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. You see, this same message that the shepherds shared in their day is the same glorious news that we share here today. This little babe who would be born in a manger would one day grow up. He would die on the cross for your sin and mine. That's the glorious news that they shared with the world, that the Messiah had come. And that's the glorious news I share with you today. You see, when this baby came, he was a gift to all mankind. Salvation could be found in no other. The Bible tells us that in Ephesians chapter number 2, it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." You see, that's the glorious news that I want to share with you as our church family tonight. It was not just for church people. It was not just for the rich. It was not just for the poor. But it was a gift for all. Amen. And so while you're here tonight and you've seen the kids give the nativity story, the glorious news is that this gift is still available to all who will accept it. Maybe tonight as you've watched the nativity story, maybe something's touched your heart and you know that this gift is not one that you've yet accepted. Maybe if that's you, would you simply come forward for a time of invitation? The glorious news we see here is that Jesus came and he died for all. And it's a free gift to all mankind. But the thing with a gift is it must be accepted. If you want to, we'll close our eyes and bow our heads. And you pray and ask Jesus for the gift of salvation. Then I'll pray aloud. Lord, we do thank you for this gift. Lord, it was a gift to all mankind. Lord, your Son. Lord, that he would come and die for our sins. Lord, I do thank you for him tonight. Lord, I thank you for these kids. Lord, and the beautiful nativity story. But Lord, I thank you for those who've stepped forward by faith to receive you as their Savior. Lord, I pray that you'd go with them. We ask all this in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. Well, that concludes our evening service. Thank you, church family, for being with us. There'll be children passing out cookies in the lobby. If you would, you just stop by and get you a cookie. Thank you for being here with us. That concludes our service. You're dismissed. Merry Christmas, everyone.
It's so amazing that we are all able to receive the wonderful gift of salvation this Christmas.
Yes, it is.
We're Mom. So happy for you guys. And actually, we have one more thing for you.
Now we all got a gift we can share with others this Christmas.
What gift is that?
The gift of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful presentation, kids. Thank you for that. That is a joy for all of our hearts. So thank you for putting all the work in, and we'll get a chance to greet them in a little bit. But let's all stand together. We're going to sing another song as we move forward in the service. But thank you, kids. Let's give them one more round of applause now that they can hear you clapping for them. They're getting down in their seats. And we'll sing song 85, "O Come, All Ye Faithful." Let's lift it up as the shepherds taught us to tonight.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Ages. O come, let us adore him.
Father, thank you for all that we've got to observe with the young people. Thank you for the work they put into it. Thank you for the workers that helped them all along the way, dear Lord. And we're grateful for the chance just to observe that. And now, Lord, we come to this time. I pray that you would bless the offering, take it, use it for the missionaries and the work around here and the gospel tracts and the different expenses. I pray that you bless this offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated.
Continue our service singing just a verse or two of Silent Night. We'll sing together song 84 if you'd like to turn in a hymn book. Silent Night, you can remain seated as we sing these verses this evening.
Virgin, mother and child, hold.
everybody, and I want you to, if you would, join me, give the children one more round of applause as they did a wonderful job tonight. Thank you, young people, and again, the workers that worked with them, thank you for each and every bit of effort that was put in it. Thank you for the ones that did the set. If you didn't get a chance to look at the sheep up here, I'm afraid they're going to jump off onto you here in a little bit. They look very realistic, and we thank God for all the work that's put in. Let me just share with you a few things about the gift of God, of course, as Brother Jordan mentioned in the church service during the program. I want to just preach just a little while about that gift. I want you to turn, if you would, to Romans chapter 5. I'm going to read while you're turning there to Romans 5 if you have your Bible. But while you're turning to Romans 5, I'm going to read to you Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. But over in Romans chapter 5, verse number 18, the Bible says, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so the righteousness of one, the free gift, came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, that's Adam, so by the obedience of one, Jesus Christ, shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. At the end of verse number 18, it says this, even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. The gift of God, the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, is eternal life. So back in Matthew 1, Joseph is told that it's okay to marry Mary. It's okay to take her because the baby is a gift from God to the world. And then that gift is the one that was promised in the Old Testament. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth her son. And to this world, the Father sent the gift of Jesus Christ. Sometimes we people argue back and forth. To who all was this gift given? Well, it was given just exactly as the world says. The gift of God is given to all the world. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. And the Bible says that He came to provide the gift of salvation for all. But I just want to give you a couple thoughts before we leave tonight. First of all, I see this in verse number 18, that we were all under judgment. In verse 18, therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. You say, Pastor, that's not a very encouraging Christmas message this evening. But the reason it's encouraging is because of that condemnation that all of us were under. That's why the gift of God was given to this world, Jesus Christ. We were all under condemnation, and we ought to consider how horrible our condition was. You say, Pastor, I've lived my life trying to be good to people, and I hope you have. But sometimes when we start thinking good of ourselves, we're comparing ourselves with ourselves, meaning that we're looking at somebody else, and inevitably we'll choose somebody else who's taken a wrong path in life and say, well, I'm not as bad as him or her. The problem of that lie is that we won't be judged against what other people in this world did. Instead, we'll be judged against the perfect standard of Jesus Christ, perfection. And so when I compare myself to Him, I shudder to think. And that's why we were all under condemnation or judgment. But that's the start of the story. But the beautiful gift is that in verse number 19, the gift came from this willing Savior. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. The Bible says, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You say, Pastor, how would that make me feel? It doesn't make me feel very good. Well, I'm not sure how it makes you feel, but I'm just saying it's honestly true that all of us have fallen short of the glory of God, the judgment we were under, but then we enter in verse number 19, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Just as sure as Adam sinned and sin was passed all the way down, just as sure as that, then by the righteousness and the perfectness of Christ shall many, the Bible says, any that call upon Him. So that free gift came upon all men under the justification of life. So by the obedience of one. You know, it's hard to get a whole group of people to do much of anything. There were some groups yesterday that went caroling, and I heard some reports about how much of a blessing the carolers were. But it's hard to get a group to do anything. Have you ever worked with children, as some of the people did tonight? You say, let's all go this way. And as if you'd given 14 different directions, they all scatter. It's hard to get a group to do anything. But the Bible says it wasn't a group that did everything right. It was by one. The righteousness of one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the gift came from a willing Savior. And as you and I celebrate Christmas this year, may we remember and maybe we just feast on the thought that that babe in a manger was more than just a cutesy story. That babe in a manger was God Almighty, incarnate God, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, who was going to live a perfect life as He'd forever been righteous. He was going to forever forward be righteous. And our Savior wanted to give this gift. Why would He give this gift? Back up to verse number 18. And the reason He'd give this gift is because He knew that none of us were going to be righteous without it. You see, that's the story. We always think about love stories at Valentine's Day. Well, the greatest love story we ever told was when Jesus Christ entered into this world to take our sins. And so we were all under judgment, but that gift came from a willing Savior. Let me give you this last one. We see in verse number 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. Some people say, well, what good's the law? What aren't we under grace? What about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, the law entered to show us that we needed saved. You know, the thou shalt nots, the thou shalts. There's many of them. The thou shalt nots, though, are there to show us that we didn't measure up to God's perfect standard. And because of the fact we did not measure up to God's perfect standard, we all got brought to face to face with the fact that we are in a heap of trouble. And that's where the gift of God, which is eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. But can I just give you this as we leave? No one is outside of the reach of this gift. Verse 20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But I love the phrase of the Bible when it says, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. You say, Pastor, you don't know the life I've lived. I don't need to know the life you've lived. You say, you don't know all I've done. I don't need to know, and probably don't want to know all that you've done. I've talked to people before who they've said, Pastor, Brother John, you don't know. I'm too far gone. My friend, that's not true. Because where sin abounded, grace, the grace of God, did much more abound. No one is outside the circle that the babe in the manger can't reach. So if you're here tonight, you've watched these young people, and the Spirit of the Lord has knocked on your heart's door a little bit and shown you your need of a Savior, please don't sit there, because it's not biblically correct. Please don't sit there and say, I would, but I couldn't get in on all that. My friend, you can. The Bible says that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, the wages of sin is death. That was the condemnation that all of us was under. But the gift of God. We know what it is to give a gift. I mentioned it just a service or two ago. Somebody brings a gift to you and they say, here, you've got two options. One, receive it. Two, reject it. It's really as simple as that. You can reject, or you can receive it rather with tears, or you can receive it with laughter. You can receive it with no emotion, whatever, but you just receive it. Or on the other hand, you can reject it with an ugly spirit, or you can reject it with a kind spirit, but the choice is you receive or reject. And the same is true with the gift of God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Everybody has this option. They either receive the gift of Jesus Christ, and that is forgiveness through His perfect sacrifice, or you reject. You can reject religiously. You can reject from a church pew. You can reject from a good moral life, but it's still a rejection. And the Scripture says that gift is given to anyone who would call upon his name. And so I'm so happy to report to you, as this church has done thousands and thousands of times, I'm so happy to report to you that for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whoever wants to receive that gift can receive Christ as their Savior, taking Him as their Savior for the forgiveness of their sins. Maybe this Christmas season is the first time that it's really come in clear on you that Jesus Christ didn't come to the world just to change it and make it so different. Yes, He did in that regard, but He came to this world to save sinners. And my friend, years ago, I realized my condition, realized I was lost, as Romans talks about. I was under condemnation. But I realized that there was a Savior, Jesus Christ, and I bowed my head and my heart, and I received Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of my sins and took Him as my own personal Savior. If you've not done that tonight, I challenge you to make this the night that you do it. The theme of the play that the children put on was the gift. God gives that gift. Would you receive it? If you are saved tonight, would you take this time, as we'll have just a thought of, or a time of contemplation here, would you take this time just to reminisce and rejoice about the wonderful gift of Jesus Christ that you've already received some time ago, and not forget what the reason for this season is, the Lord Jesus Christ? Would you bow your heads together with me? Father, I pray that you would bless each and every individual that's here. And I pray if there's one or a few that have never received the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, that tonight would be the night that they do that. And Lord, I pray if there's a saved individual that's far away from you, it's been a long time since they reminisced and rejoiced about the gift of God that you gave to them. Lord, would you call them back tonight and get them warmed by your fires once again? Whatever their need is, I pray that folks would do business with you. My friend, as our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, if you're one of those ones that you've never received the gift of God, Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior, but you'd like to do that tonight, I challenge you to do it right there where you sit. You know the Bible says we were all under condemnation. We're all sinners. But that Jesus came and died on the cross for your sins and for mine. That's the simple gospel story. As He died on that cross, buried, and was rose again 3 days later in victory for you and for me. And if you've never claimed that, you've never believed on Him and received Him and His salvation, wouldn't you do it tonight? Call upon His name in your heart and say, Lord, I receive you as my Savior. Please come into my life and forgive me and save me. I trust you to take me to heaven. The gospel is a beautiful thing. The gospel is what will take a person to heaven, the gospel story of Jesus Christ. If you're able to, would you stand together as the ladies play something through? If God's speaking to your heart tonight, I invite you to come. We've got folks down at the front that would love to take an open Bible and just show you from it. It's not what we say. It's not what we've come up with. It's just simple, the Bible, the gospel. And you're here tonight not sure that Jesus is your personal Savior. Would you like help with that if you just step out and come? Maybe there's some other need in your heart and you'd like to come and just bow at this altar. I'm just going to ask Him to play a verse or two through. I'd like to pray over something going on in your life, then the invitation is for you as well. Thank you so much. You may look this way. Well, I'm so thankful that you came and made your way out tonight, and I realize that you came to see the children do a great job, and I'm going to ask you one more time. You give them a big hand. Children, you did a wonderful job. And to those workers that helped and did all the work and put all the preparation for the practices, let's give them one hand as well. Would you please? Just a couple reminders as we go throughout this week. Of course, you're invited back this Wednesday night. We'll have our Christmas in the courtyard right there on the other side of this wall in the courtyard, Lord willing, right after the service. We wanted to have it today, but just because of the weather, and we were afraid of that. But right as soon as the service is over, we'll go right to the courtyard here, have hot dogs and kettle corn and hot chocolate and some other drinks, and we'll have a lot of good time there. Brother Daniel's head up a team, done a great job decorating. It's going to be a beautiful time out there on this coming Wednesday. And then this coming Sunday, Christmas Eve, we'll have two services, no Sunday school, 9:30 and 11. There'll be the services. Pick which one ever works good for your schedule. And then that evening at 5, we'll have a special candlelight service right here in the sanctuary. If you could bring somebody with you, we'll look at 5 o'clock to 5:40. And that way you can let your guests know how long, because many of them will be wanting to go do something else. And that way we won't keep them overly long. It'll be 5 about till about 5:40. It'll be a candlelight service, it'll be a quaint service, it'll be a special time, a good traditional service. And it'll be a special time to invite folks to come, and so we certainly want to invite you to all of that. Be praying. Miss Karen Bird's got some surgery tomorrow, and we're praying, asking the Lord to bless there. And Brother Jerry Scalf has an ablation on his heart on Tuesday. And then, of course, keep Miss Sharon Harmon in your prayers. Keep Brother Bob Bryan in your prayers, Miss Charlotte Bryant, many others we're praying for, but those are a few that we wanted to keep you up to date on. Well, I think, Brother Daniel, you're going to come and dismiss us in prayer. He's got just a word of instruction about the young people. They're going to, I believe, go to the lobby and greet us, and there are some cookies out there. I thought Jordan was just staying in character, but there really are cookies out there, aren't there, Jordan? So praise the Lord, and we're thankful for that. Brother Daniel, give him some instructions and close us in prayer.
All right, I'm going to dismiss all the workers and the kids. They're going to help with passing out the cookies so you can make your way out here. And we're so thankful for all that did, as Pastor said, so much work. So as you go and you get some cookies from them, make sure you get a chance to go by and talk to them and thank them for what they did. It's just such a special time. And they'll remember these things. If you were in a pageant like this or a play like this and as a kid, you probably remember it. And they'll remember these. It's just such a special thing for them to learn themselves the Christmas story and to get to sing these songs and spend time with the kids that they love to spend time with. So we're so thankful for our church and be able to be part of this. And so let's pray. And as you go, you can do that. You can filter out fellowship, enjoy some time with them as you go tonight. Father, thank you so much for the Christmas story, the story that changed every life in this room. And Lord, I do pray if there's one who's never yielded to the message of that story even yet, Lord, that they would do that before they would leave. But Lord, even that life has already been changed because they were here tonight. And Lord, we thank you for our kids and our church and the workers. I pray you'd bless them and help these kids to grow up ever loving and loving more and more the story that they just helped us to remember tonight. And Lord, I pray you'd bless as we go. Keep us safe. Help us to enjoy these days as family, as church family, and Lord, use us to spread the message in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight. You are dismissed. Mm-hmm.